our recording, speaking with Superintendent Ryan Huff.
Why don't we just start? Will you go over for our listeners the background behind the annex and the problems that...
Okay. The annex facility behind Beacon Middle School was built in the late 60s, and whenever they did construction back then, they used a lot of asbestos in the construction, and the construction, the asbestos is limited to, from our understanding, limited to just the tile on the flooring at this point. And so the tile is starting to crumble, and which causes a health issue with asbestos. So that's one of the issues. And then there's some air quality issues that we're concerned about as well out there. And so, you know, just to be on the safe side with our kids, that building is actually outlived its usefulness. And when it was built in the late 60s, it was supposed to be a temporary facility, and unfortunately it became a permanent facility, and it wasn't really built for a permanent type situation. So we are made the decision then to lease three trailers to house at Beaker to take the place of six classrooms that the annex currently has.
And do you have any idea what the permanent solution might be?
Or is there any permanent solution is actually a bond issue that the public can support and actually build a new facility that would house our 3 through 5 fifth graders. And that is the ultimate solution to the problem, because trailers are a temporary fix to the problem as well. And we already have one additional trailer at Beaker, and this will add three more, so that'd be four trailers at Beaker Middle School. Plus we have additional trailers at many other facilities as well. So the facilities plan would be to build additional buildings.
And when does that bond issue could go before voters?
Well, that would be up to the board to decide on that, and there is no, there has not been a decision on when that's going to go to the bond to the voters. But I would hope to say within the next fiscal year that we would see a bond issue on the ballot.
All right, perfect. And moving on to the budget, the preliminary budget was passed. It sounds like it's pretty strong, right?
Yes, we have a strong budget. Obviously, we don't have a lot of money to make a lot of wiggle room, but it is the school district sitting in a good financial situation right now. But there are things that we would like to do for our staff on salaries. There's obviously the building issues that we need to take care of. And then our existing buildings that we have, there's a lot of maintenance issues that's ongoing, and all of those things are very expensive issues to take care of. And frankly, we do not have the revenue streams to really handle a lot of that we would like, the way we would like to.
And did I catch the staff got at least a small raise?
They did. It was a very small raise. We'd really like to do more for that. Just don't feel real comfortable with the budgets the way they are with the revenues. But we're going to be able to do a $250 base increase to the teacher salary schedule, and then the rest of the staff will get a 0.8% increase as well, which is what $250 equates to on the teacher salary schedule.
Okay. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I don't.
Okay.